Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, the House of Representatives is working on a strategy to fund the government and do something about President Obama's immigration order. Can you explain it to us?
Yes, the plan calls for most government programs to be funded through all of the next fiscal year, and then fund programs related to immigration only until the early spring of next year. This would give the next Congress and the new Republican Senate the ability to take action against the president's illegal order at the start of 2015. Every Republican in the House and Senate wants to stop the president from stomping on the law. The question is, how do we do it in a way that is effective and doesn't punish Americans by shutting down the entire government over the issue? Right now, Harry Reid is still in charge of the Senate. The Senate Democrats are supportive of the president's action and will simply not pass any measure that strongly rejects it. That may be a politically unpopular position that was rejected by the American people in the recent election, but we have to work with the Senate that we have right now, or the government will have to shut down on December 11th. I think the only person who benefits from a shutdown is President Obama, who gets to close national parks and memorials and send federal workers home for what is likely to become a paid vacation. Next Congress, with the Senate in Republican hands, we can have a united strategy between the two chambers. Now, we will still have to either force the president to sign something or overcome a veto. But that is a much better situation than watching good legislation simply die in Harry Reid's do-nothing Senate. There's still a lot of debate about this strategy, and there may be changes before Congress concludes work before Christmas, so stay tuned.
You were on the House floor this week discussing a move by the state of California to force churches to provide abortion coverage in their health plans. What is going on here?
Well, bureaucrats in California declared earlier this year that elective abortion is an essential health service and that every single plan regulated by the state has to cover the procedure. Here in Congress, pro-life legislators have long worried that a state would try to do something like this. Years ago, my friend and colleague Dr. Dave Weldon started adding a provision into spending bills that would punish any state that forced plans to cover abortion with the removal of federal health funds. We call this provision the Weldon Amendment. No state has ever tested the Weldon Amendment until now. Churches, schools, nonprofits in California have filed a grievance with the Health and Human Services Department Office of Civil Rights, and the law obligates this HHS office to inform the state of California that they're in violation, that funds could stop unless they respect the conscience rights of people in their state. I personally spoke with the HHS secretary about this before Thanksgiving, but there's been no action so far. I suspect that it might have to do with the fact that the director of the Civil Rights Office used to work for a pro-abortion pressure group that explicitly opposes the Weldon Amendment and other pro-life protections in appropriation bills. And I'm not sure if the folks in California are going to get a fair hearing. Regardless of what HHS does, what we need is even stronger protections in the law to keep people from being forced to pay for abortion against their strong moral objections. Bureaucrats shouldn't be able to force Americans to violate their consciences.
Gas prices keep dropping. How good is it for American consumers?
Right now, low gas prices are saving people $603 million a day, compared to what we were paying for gas back in June. This is almost completely because of the increased domestic production of oil. The savings for consumers, if these prices hold for the next year, would be upwards of $230 billion. American Energy is paying off big for American families. Importantly, some of the countries that are hurt by low prices are Russia, Venezuela, Iran. Less money from oil revenues is less money for these countries to cause problems for their neighbors. The energy economy could cool off a little in places like Texas or North Dakota, but for the vast majority of Americans, lower oil prices are great news.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes. Did you know that the 16th Congressional District is home to the premier treatment center for horses in the United States, if not the world. The New Bolton Center in Kennett Square is part of the University of Pennsylvania. They recently treated one of the police horses that serve in Lancaster. Liam, part of the city's mounted patrol unit, has been serving for many years, and he was treated this summer and has returned to Lancaster, where he continues to recover. Hopefully, with continuing treatment, he'll be back on patrol soon. So thanks to everyone who worked to heal this equine officer.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.